This is Tom Pizzuti with Trading on the Mark. It is Sunday, March 23rd, 2014. Let's talk a little bit about the last week. Before we get going, taking a look at the futures here overnight. Gold, silver, copper, down marginally. Well, a little bit better than marginally, call it 0.5%. S&P futures, the ES, is about flat, along with the Dow futures and the NQ. So equity futures about flat, metals, precious metals, and copper are down, which is stuff that we should talk about. First, let's talk a little bit about gold, and I would draw your attention to, if you're not already there, please go to www.tradingonthemark. Under this podcast, a few articles, I went ahead and pulled them out of the last couple weeks as to be convenient for you to browse and follow along. But first, gold. Running into the weekend before the Crimean vote, we had the gold, the precious metals were certainly ramping up on fear as to what might happen. As it turns out, really a non-event. Put better, nothing really unexpected happened, and therefore ended up seeing a pretty sharp decline in both gold and silver through the week. This is something that is completely consistent with our forecast. I was being asked on the run-up into Thursday and Friday of a week before last that, you know, what do I think is happening? And I'm like, well, what I think is happening is that we are making the top of a corrective process, and that from there we will move down eventually to a new low. It might take some time, but we should get a new low in both gold and silver. And true enough, certainly fell pretty strongly. Is it strong enough to make it a conclusively that we have a turn in? Not quite yet. Be watching for some type of small retracement take place Monday or Tuesday. Good place to look is at some maybe moving averages, maybe go ahead and do some Fibonacci retracements. But in general, I would steer your attention towards maybe 1347-ish, maybe as high as 1364, though it wouldn't be necessary to go that high. But expect a little bit of correction up. The real confirmation would be the next break. So if we get a break back under the low of last week, then that should begin to extend, and that move should carry down to, let's call it, low to mid 1100s. There would be other targets, but that would be the first major ones. Definitely looking for a new low, though it doesn't have to be a major low. Under 1100, doesn't have to be 1000. All these things would be easier to gauge after we get into the move. But right now in gold, I'm just expecting a minor new low. I'm not happy that there is a Goldman Sachs analyst that is agreeing with my forecast. Disturbs me when forecast becomes popular. I think they're on track, and once we get that new low, then I think that becomes an intermediate term buy that should last easily 6 months or longer. But after we get that new low, actually a more bearish looking chart, I would say, is silver. Gold actually poked a little bit past this channel that you see on this chart and then reversed back under it, which is where we are going to end up starting this week. Silver never pushed past the channel. You know, silver is certainly the weaker between the two precious metals and also very volatile, such that if there's going to be sort of a spike washout low made, much more likely to be in silver than it is to be gold. Moving on, copper. Since the last podcast, we had a nice article put up, please read it, reviewing some of the news events in China that's been driving copper of late, and also has some price targets. You can see that copper's actually been trading right around the first kind of monthly target that I expect to break, but 294. And if you could see that it's actually stayed there for probably about 2 weeks, plus or minus that just a little bit. Though, again, expect that to break. Certainly, traders are piling onto this trade now. Normally, I'm a very contrarian and that would bother me. But since I think the move is probably just starting, I think we do push past that 294, get a little bit further down. You could see that there's targets listed on that chart, the weekly chart. I think we should at least get to 275 and then expect some kind of bounce. Maybe it bounces high enough up to retest 294. I'll have to see what the structure looks like then. But for now, look for further continuation. Don't try to catch the knife quite yet. Last, New York Composite, NYA Weekly. It really does look like there is a completed Elliott wave count in that from autumn of 2011. We could be having the start of a serious correction. Is it possible that we need a couple extra waves in this? Maybe, but I have to say that I think it counts out pretty well right now, and there's many other measures of overbought danger signals in U.S. equity and acts for us, so that goes equity around the world, to make it to where that after the volatility that we had last week after the FOMC news, I would be watching this week for possible small correction up Monday or Tuesday, and then if towards the middle to the end of the week we start getting selling, do not step in front of that, go with it, and we should be testing, as an example, in the New York Composite, that say 10,000 number, essentially the, if you draw a big long upward sloping trend line from catch all the lows, we should test that trend line again. Only this time, I think the trend line would probably break and not hold, unlike right at the very beginning of February where the trend line held. Should see another test that in the next week or two. If not, we're going a little sideways and we need a little extra move up to catch a minor new high. I put that as lower probability, but if it happens, it won't shake up my forecast. We'll still be looking for a correction after that modest new high. We do have modest new highs in some indexes as of last week and not in others. Particularly, I like to point out the Dow has had a series of lower lows. NYA is also failed to make a new high. Market looks vulnerable to at least a correction. Be on the lookout for that. I think that is enough for now. I would like you to take a look at the Twitter and the Facebook button in the upper right-hand corner. Please follow us. We appreciate it. Good trading, and take care.